This is Dr. Minhas. I am going to dictate the neurological consultation on a patient named Richard Ploss, RICHARDPLOSS, date of birth 04/19/1943, date of appointment April 9, 2024, requesting physician Joshua Carlson, JOSHUSCARLSON. Dear Dr. Carlson, I have the pleasure of seeing Richard Ploss today in my office. I appreciate you involving me in his care. As you know, he's 80-year-old, right-handed Caucasian man who has a confusion. He sees the things and people who are not there. He forgets easily. Short-term memory is bad. He becomes light-headed, dizzy, and he has a frequent fall. He takes care of himself. He takes shower and change the clothes. He is not driving due to the loss of peripheral vision. Wife is taking care of his financial issue. He does not have any pets at home. Most of the time he is sleeping. He can mow the lawn. He cannot shovel the snow. He's not doing anything in the at home. Past medical history. Obesity, orthostatic hypotension, hypertension. History of thromboembolism of the leg vein, aneurysm of the popliteal artery, peripheral vascular disease, hypercholesterolemia, coronary artery disease, spinal stenosis, atrial fibrillation, malignant tumor of the prostate, surgical history, heart surgery, vasectomy, hernia repair, pacemaker, allergy, no-known drug allergy, his medications are metoprolol, lisinopril, diltiazem. Tamsulosin, Zetia, Lipitor, Warfarin, Lumigan, socialist, does not smoke cigarette, does not drink alcohol. He is retired, married, live with his wife, have two children. Family history, mother disease with stroke, father disease with cancer of the lung. One sister deceased due to cancer of the lung, two brother. One had a stroke. Review of the system, I personally review the general skin, metabolic, endocrine, eyes, ear, nose, throat, pulmonary, cardiovascular, gastrointestinal, neurologic, psychiatric, and musculoskeletal system. I found out that he's having vertigo, lightheadedness, confusion, blackout, memory loss, weakness, trouble walking. Physical examination, blood pressure 160/85. heart rate 72, respiratory rate 16, lungs clear to auscultation, heart S1, S2 regular in rhythm, abdomen soft, bowels on present, neck supple, there is no carotid bruit, there is no jaundice cyanosis, but edema of the lower extremity is present. Neurological examination, patient is alert, awake, oriented, time 3. I did the mini mental status examination and he scored 25 out of 30. Pupils are equally reacting to light and accommodation. Extraocular movement intact, there is no facial asymmetry, tongue is in the midline. Shoulder shrug normal, hearing is decreased on both sides, finger to nose nodes, metria. There is no pronator drift, there is no rigidity, no tremor. Motor system examination is 10-5-4-5. Deep tender reflex is 2-4, plantar responses are flexor. Sensory system examination revealed decrease, absent pin prick and vibratory sensation in both feet. Gait ataxic, Rambach test positive. Assessment and plan, 80-year-old right-handed Caucasian man whose history and examination is suggestive of following neurological problem. Number 1, Alzheimer's disease. Number 2, peripheral neuropathy. Number 3, gait ataxia. Number 4, hallucination. Number 5, bilateral hearing decrease. Number 6, frequent fall. Next paragraph. His frequent fall can be due to peripheral sensory neuropathy and gait ataxia, but postural hypotension is also responsible for his fall. For Alzheimer's disease, I would like to start RSF 5 mg PO daily. I would like to see him back in my office in about 3 months. Thank you again for asking me to see this patient.